Hello, this is Dan.
Hey, and this is Eric.
And today we're going to be talking more about search fun, little trivia.
Yeah, a little search trivia. So the thing that motivated this is earlier today I was on Amazon.com.
Great site.
A good place to buy things. And I put in a search for the Nook.
Okay.
And
seems innocent enough.
Yeah, the Nook did come up in the search results.
Probably number one.
Nope, number two.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Wait, look, can I guess what was number one?
Sure, go for it.
A book. Just a regular book.
Not exactly. Okay. Actually, it was a competitor's product. Can you guess which competitors?
Sony's tablet, maybe?
No. Right. So right now, if on Amazon you go and search for a Nook, the number one result is a Kindle.
Kindle Fire,
yeah. The number three result is a Kindle. The number four result is a Kindle. Mm. And, I mean, there's probably a fairly innocent explanation. You know, probably Amazon would say something like, you know, our search algorithm learns what people actually buy. You know, something that really sort of makes them look better. But in any event, I mean, the thing that's happening is it's an algorithm learning from what's profitable for them. And we don't know if there's a hook in there that they're, you know, pushing their own item first or something else.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this isolated to just, like, something Amazon would do?
No. I mean, it'd be fun, I think, to, you know, point a finger at Amazon here and get, you know, front page news. But the truth is that kind of any search that you do on any search engine, you find this same kind of thing. I mean, it's sort of, you know, some people do the where's the money coming from and say, you know, like Google's 97% ad supported.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go on Google right now and you do a search for... So say you do a search for auto insurance quotes. Read recently that's their number one moneymaker is insurance quotes. Yeah, if you do a search for insurance quotes, you're going to see insurance companies that actually give you quotes on the third and fourth page. You're going to see a lot of stuff that people put onto the first couple pages that's, how to find an insurance quote, how to get an insurance quote. Sometimes it's an affiliate site, but more often than not, it's some sort of explicit SEO. You know, someone's bought a domain just to do well on that search phrase, and the page is there just for that.
Right. So, like, search is not as innocent as we like to believe.
Right. I mean, I think we all have the reaction, you know, if someone typed into search, you know, best car,
right,
you take the keyboard away. You don't let them use the internet again, right? But some of these other searches that seem more sophisticated are really getting to be just as naive.
Right. So how does a sort of consumer avoid those sand traps?
What a great opportunity to put in a plug for Pick'Em'All. Thanks, Dan.
No problem.
Yeah, I mean, so Pick'Em'All, it's a different approach. You know, we're trying to do it only with facts. So if you put in Nook, you're going to get a Nook. If you put in best insurance quote, you're going to get factually the best.
All right.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Thanks for listening.
Good talking. Thanks, Dan. Bye.